Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start in the show with Little Victories. What's your little victory today? Something positive, a positive spin on the day, just because you got to really dig sometimes to find the positive when you're having a bad day.
I hear that for sure. You really do.
You know what? Screw it. I'll go first.
Okay.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
No, you go.
No, you go. No, you go.
I tried to untraumatize myself this morning.
Why?
By going back down the road where I got the speeding ticket a few weeks ago.
I'm still mad
and traumatized by that road. I do not want to touch 124th Street. I'm sorry.
Why would you?
I'm not interested.
I wouldn't.
So today I tried.
How'd it go?
I was cringing the whole time driving down that road going the speed limit. I was mad.
Hand shaking, looking in your rear view.
I should be going 10 faster.
Feeling like you got something in your car you shouldn't. You're like, I'm driving to work. I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Why am I freaking out?
So I traumatized myself a little from that speeding ticket. What about you, DZ?
No, you were funny for that, bro.
True.
For real. No, that's a little victory right there.
To revisit it, man.
Did it work?
No. Dang. I still don't like 124th Street.
We'll keep trying. You know, maybe tomorrow will be the little victories that it worked. How about that?
What's your little victory?
My little victory is, did you see the supermoon?
Was that the full moon last
night? Yeah, it was the full moon from last night.
Oh my gosh.
Caught it on the drive-in this morning, naturally, and wow.
I went to the grocery store at 4 o'clock last night, and look, it was dark. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
I even looked at my kids. I said, it's 4:30. Like, I can't believe it's 4:30.
It's dark.
I have to go to the store for dinner, even though it's only 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let me run over there real quick.
Weird.
Yep.
So when I got back from the store at 5, I couldn't believe the moon, dude.
Beautiful.
It was
huge.
Insane.
Yeah. Full moon is one of them big ones, so it's technically called the super moon.
Yeah.
So anybody that got all wacky yesterday, not my bad, moon's bad.
Is that what made you crazy?
Maybe. Oh, maybe.
No wonder I feel better today.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you felt reset, it's the moon.
I'm always looking for something to blame my trauma on, or my problems, or why I'm the way I am. So
some
if you tell me it's a super moon, I'm in. Dude.
Some people are solar beings. Some people are lunar beings.
What's the difference?
A lunar being. You're more active and you're more spiritual, open, and maybe free at night if for a lunar being. And
Got
then the opposite if you're a solar being.
Interesting.
Basically, somebody that thrives in the day and somebody that thrives at night.
What if you thrive in both?
Well, then you're just a cool mud, huh? Look at you.
You are amazing.
Well, you're just the greatest.
Okay. That's actually funny. Well, coming up next, we got the question of the day. We always kick off the show with that as well. And then a lot's happening on the show today, so get ready.
Too much to count.
Too much. It's already November 5th, everybody.
Lord of mercy.
I can't even believe for the first time ever we talked about Thanksgiving yesterday, but we're there.
I'm here for it. I really am. It's one of my favorite holidays.
I even played the Thanksgiving song yesterday. Greens, beans, tomato.
You gotta learn the lyrics.
I don't know the lyrics.
We gotta get you the.
Can't I just play it?
We gotta get you the printout.
Like in school when you had your Christmas program. Yeah,
you never printed
out the lyrics.
Bro, I used to print the
greens,
lyrics for all
beans,
the rap songs.
Greens, beans,
potatoes, tomatoes, chicken,
greens,
turkey.
Beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
We're going to get there. Yes, that's enough. Perfect.
We're going to get there.
Chef's kiss. Mwah.
All right. The question of the day is coming up next, and it involves your favorite apps to use.
Ooh.
Or most useful.
Ooh.
We all have a thought about this. It's coming up next.
Potatoes, tomatoes.
Turkey, rabbit.
You name it.
Beans, greens, potatoes,
tomatoes.
Lamb, rams, hogs,
balls,
dogs.
Yeah.
Beans, greens,
potatoes, tomatoes. Chicken, turkey. You name it.
See, I had to read the lyrics, but I got it.
I told you we needed the printout. That's all. Crank it.
Beans, greens, potatoes.
Thank you, producer.
Chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Beans, greens, beans, greens,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Chicken. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Chicken.
I needed that. Sorry. Hoosah.
That was good.
Thank you. Beans, greens, tomatoes, potatoes.
We could just do that every day until Thanksgiving.
She says rabbit in there.
Yeah.
She says, I'm not eating rabbit, okay?
I mean, you name it. She named it.
Beans, greens, tomatoes.
She said ram at some point, too. I've never had ram, bro. Like, but you name it.
She did say ram.
Yep. She said hog. Never had hog.
Disgusting.
I've had pig. I've had pork.
Is it a hog a pig, though?
I say hog is more than oink, oink, oink. You know what I'm saying? Like wild hog.
Okay, well, it is Thanksgiving month, and we're here for it. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes.
Chicken, turkey.
Rabbit.
A frog probably was got thrown in there in the mix. I don't even know if turkey was mentioned, but you know it.
All right, let's get into the question of the day. Let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day, the best and most useful app you've heard of recently. So DZ, would you like to go first today? Because we love a good app. 414-533-1037. What is the app that you're using that you love right now?
I ain't even gonna hold you. It's not even an app that I've used yet.
But what is it?
We got put on the game yesterday.
What?
And shout out Saucy, because this comes from What Would DZ Do Yesterday? And I was
bro,
we got so many trips to pay for. What is going on?
I don't even know what's
going on. All these weddings. That Going Flight app?
Yeah.
Bruh, I hopped on there yesterday.
Was it cheap?
I mean, we're going around the world, baby.
We are. What was the app again?
Going. And with the hashtag, not an app, but baby, I wish it was, and I wish it will be, because everything, bro. I mean,
Is it one of those? Okay, so that's awesome, but you have to go when the deals are, right? So, like, if I get on and I say, I need a flight over spring break, I'm probably not going to find a good deal. Is it one of those where you have to navigate the ones you need?
It is going to be.
Or could you find it for your stuff?
It is going to be finding flights for your stuff, but with enough time. You're not going to be able to sit there and find the most last minute deals.
True.
You could get lucky. Now, if you're looking on Going randomly and go, oh, look, I've got time to go to Rome for $400, you might hop on a flight to Rome over a weekend.
Right.
But that's because you got a little time to burn. You know what I mean?
For sure.
But I hopped on that app and I said, oh, I need to get off this right now before I just buy flights for no reason.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hit line two, just because. We're talking about the question of the day, which is the best and most useful app you've heard of recently. Hi, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey there. Hey.
The girl herself, Saucy Sandra. It's like I knew.
I'm so glad you guys like that app. I told you, you're going to be going around the world.
Saucy, you were so right.
Saucy, you first. Why haven't you gone anywhere yet, though? Hold on.
I totally want to go somewhere because I'm broke and I got four kids.
That's
fair. Having four kids is a lot.
But think about it. Broke with four kids, going to Rome or going to Florida or going somewhere around the world, anywhere you want to go to, but it's a lot easier.
It's
super cheaper was that? I'm totally on board. I almost wanted to book a green for myself. I was like $400.
What?
That's amazing.
When it's normally three racks.
Well, Saucy, do you know what app I'm gonna say? And don't laugh at me.
What?
The McDonald's app, because DZ uses it all the time, and I just don't. It gives you so many rewards.
So much.
You guys, I don't know why I wasn't using this thing. Like, I just go there randomly for my kids or a Diet Coke.
Same.
I have like 7,000 rewards, and I don't know why. I'm like, I barely use the app, and I have so many. Every day I go on there, it's got free stuff on it.
And think about it. You could even just order on there, even if you're still sliding through the drive-thru. Just don't order verbally. Just order
it. It's like Starbucks. It's like mobile drive-thru. You order online, you pull up, and you go mobile order for DZ, and then it's ready, right? That's what you do at Starbucks.
Yep, and the one on Kinnikinick knows me, and they know my boys. They say hi. They say hi to the babies more than they say hi to me. I really don't. They know the order. I pull up, and I'm like, I'll order later. Y'all just cancel me out. Thanks, y'all.
So DZ's got a travel app. I say the McDonald's app. What's the best app you've heard of recently, Saucy? Do you have one besides the Going app?
No, mine was that Going app. Yep. That is a great app to have.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to try it out today. I love this.
Had
Thank
to share
you
it with the world if they ain't even know, Sauce, because that was too good.
Yeah. Definitely. Yes.
All right. Love you.
Much love. Bye.
She sounded like she was in a tunnel today or something.
Yeah, she might already
have been
be
on
at
Bluetooth.
Work. Something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something. Either way. All right. We want to know the best app that you have used or found recently. 414-533-1037. Either the Going app, the McDonald's app. Maybe it's just something that gives you a lot of perks, because that's why I like the McDonald's app. It's just there's so many perks.
It racks
that's
up.
The kind of app you need to know about.
And I'm an old school guy.
It makes a huge difference.
You know I'm old school, because I don't necessarily care for the apps. I'm a face-to-face. Mm-hmm. I'd rather use cash in some instances. Mm-hmm. But that app, the McDonald's app, and some of these apps I'm knowing about, bro, I'll put you on to one more, Allie, or you
what?
Want me to
What's
put you on?
More.
Next.
Tell me.
Hotels Tonight.
What's that? That sounds like a...
No.
Hotels Tonight sounds like what my ex-boyfriend would have used on a random Tuesday when I was at home with the kids.
Well, me and my wife have used Hotels
sounds like
Tonight.
Something I heard of.
So no, not the case. It's just a last minute deal for a deal app for hotels, bro. You can get some real swanky hotels for the low.
No, it's kinda, I'll be the judge of that.
It's like Going, but for hotels. So you should basically call it staying. It's called Hotels Tonight. But you know
it
what?
Be
Forget
staying.
You.
It
Forget
sounds dirty. Natalie in Menominee Falls said her favorite app is Fetch.
Fetch.
She scans receipts and earns gift cards.
Fetch.
Come might here, happen.
Hey, Fetch might actually happen.
Somebody texted, Natalie said she also uses the Quick Trip app every day because she clips the coupons. They sure text me every day. My God.
Quick Trip got an app?
Yes. You don't have the app?
I don't got a Quick Trip near me.
Oh, yeah, there's none in Milwaukee. You ever notice this, by the way? There's no Quick Trips in Milwaukee.
No, there isn't.
Not one in the city.
A lot of us
have noticed. They just put out a damn, I got to say something about this, Milwaukee Magazine. Did you see the cover?
It's
covered
me.
In
oh,
Quick Trips. And I went, there's Milwaukee? No Quick Trip in Milwaukee. Why did Milwaukee Magazine put 17 Quick Trips on the cover?
Closest
it made
one,
no
bro.
Sense.
I don't even know which one the closest one is.
So
maybe
I was
going to
shout out Milwaukee Magazine, but talk about missing the mark, man.
A little bit.
What the hell was that?
A little bit.
I'm done. Okay. So all right, anyway,
back to the question of the day.
What apps are you using?
Best apps, ready, set, go.
We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Aw, you guys are so naive. You said Quick Trip's not in the city because they don't sell booze. That's a good try.
Ouch.
They also said Greenfield has a Quick Trip. Greenfield is not Milwaukee.
And Quick Trip sells booze, by the way.
There's no,
Quick Trip sells booze.
No Quick Trip in Milwaukee, you guys. Look on a map.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
It's a choice, and
they can say whatever they want, but it's
a conscious circle.
Well, I read that they said something about how there's not enough space to build a Quick Trip. I have the tiniest Quick Trip. They made a mini one by my house, so I know that's nonsense. But anyway, okay. So we were just talking about how there's no Quick Trips in Milwaukee, so you don't have the Quick Trip app, because why would you?
I've never needed
why would
to
you have,
it
in Milwaukee if you don't go near them, right?
You only
come near them when you come to the burbs.
Where I live, where I have lived, you know, like, think about it. Even when we stayed in Brown Deer, there wasn't a Quick Trip near us. We had to go out of our neighborhood. And just hate to say it, but you could call it a red line if you want to.
So, Lori from Cedarburg, I'm not disagreeing. Lori from Cedarburg said the Odyssey app, of course.
Oh, well, thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
You know what?
We're talking about the best apps that you've discovered recently. I said I was blown away by McDonald's and all of the rewards they give.
Same, girl.
You tried out the Going app, which you found cheap flights on.
We might have found the solution for buying these flights for all of these weddings,
That's
y'all.
Amazing.
No lie.
Well, while we're talking about apps you love in the Odyssey app, I just want to shout out one of our listeners who apparently listens on the Odyssey app every morning, Lauren from St. Francis.
Hey, Lauren.
She was out of town with a friend of mine, and they didn't realize... She didn't realize I knew her, and she said, you know Allie? I listen on the Odyssey. She was out of town listening to our show and had no clue I was friends with this girl, her coworker.
That's crazy.
So she said, what? I just listened to them on the Odyssey app this morning.
What are the odds?
So Lauren and St. Francis, love you.
We her guilty pleasure while she's sitting there waking up in bed, and then she's like, hey, y'all, how's everybody doing this morning?
They were in Pittsburgh.
That's crazy.
And she was listening to us.
Shout out to putting us on in Pittsburgh. Put them on. Let's go.
All right, now we're going to get back to the apps everybody loves. Amanda's in Racine, our girl.
This morning.
Amanda. Woo, girl.
Got it.
Not bad.
Nailed it.
Amanda, you're a mom of little kids, which is why this app makes so much sense. Tell everyone your favorite app right now.
So I love to read. So my favorite app is the Libby app.
Spell it.
Because you can get free Libby.
Love it.
Yep.
Like Aaron knows about Libby.
Yep.
So you can get free books. So you can get free books at your local library, or you can go on your Kindle and get free books to read. I love it.
All right, so Libby, free books, and that is a very important thing, especially today as we're talking about how technology's making us all out of it lately.
But books is one thing. Education, even if it is fiction, right? Like, but Erin Libby's by that app. I swear, she loves it. No, she loves it.
Yeah. Right now, I'm reading about a dog, the bounty hunter, like where they go and get bounty hunters and stuff and bales and stuff. And
pre-dog days?
You're reading about Dog the Bounty Hunter right now? You're kidding me. Oh.
Well, it's like that. It's like her name is Stephanie.
Oh,
Tom.
It's somebody else.
Like a whole
Got
series
it.
About that. Yeah.
I thought she was reading like an auto bounty hunter.
I thought she was reading about like the early Dwayne days. I was like, whoa, I love Dog the Bounty Hunter. R.I.P. his wife, man, for real.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Amanda. You know we love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Amber's in Milwaukee, and she's very close to your heart this morning. Wait till you hear what app she wants to say, DZ.
My heart.
Hey,
morning, Amber. Buenos dias.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. We're talking about apps that you benefit from or you love right now. What is it?
Speedway, the Speedway app.
Hey, that's what we're talking about. Come on, I got the Speedway app. I got the Speedway app.
There's a Speedway by his house.
I got the Speedway app.
Well,
talk that talk.
The reason why I love it is because our 8-year-old asked for his birthday Robux for his tablet.
Yeah,
and
go on.
I have a bad habit of Bang energy drinks every morning.
Racking points.
So
go on.
For his birthday gift.
How many points did you have, G?
Too many.
Two, she said too many.
Amber,
three many, maybe.
Amber, you bought a whole gift card with your points from your energy drinks? Your
Listen,
problem worked out
yes.
for everybody, girl.
I got 11,000 points
yeah.
in my Speedway app
yeah.
right now. I bet you I'm not buying no Roblox gift card. And I feel like I'm rolling in the dough, so she really got too many.
When you got four kids...
Yeah,
you
racks.
Gotta do whatever you can to buy the birthday
that's
gift.
Also that's also why we're drinking so many energy drinks, Amber. We understand.
It's full circle, and ain't nobody doubt you.
I love it, dude.
Right.
Well, thanks for calling, Amber. We love you.
Yeah. Have a good morning.
You too. Much love. Bye.
No way. Lauren from St. Francis heard us. She wrote in, "Thank you for the shout out. Love you guys so much. Your show made me feel so welcome when I moved to Milwaukee 3 years ago. Thank you for starting my days right since then."
Big ups, Lolo. We got you, dog.
Lauren, I'm going to meet you soon.
Come
girlfriend.
On now.
All right, let's go to Nick in Waukesha. Let's
Nick?
See which... Yes, our boy.
Oh, I feel like we ain't talked to him in a minute.
I think we talked to him yesterday, honestly.
Oops. Bienvenidos a Miami. I don't know.
Hey, Nick.
Maybe I'm just stroking out. Who knows? Knock on wood.
Who cares? What's your favorite app?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, my daughter, she loves her Starbucks. So, yeah. You know, we did the Starbucks app.
You have a teenage daughter. Izzy's like, Dad, when are we going Starbucks. To Starbucks?
Hey, Dad, Starbucks.
No. She's not when. She's like, Dad, I need Starbucks.
It's not a when. It's a what time of the day and how many times that day, dog.
You're such a good dad. Look at you buying your daughter Starbucks. You are going to be a good mate for somebody.
Racking up the points.
I mean, some lady is going to slide in when Izzy moves out and be like, Daddy, take me to Starbucks.
From daddy to zaddy, boy, and he going to be ready for every cup.
I got
every
points,
cup.
Baby. Nick's just getting ready. He's just preparing for the next step, baby.
But listen, because it doesn't stop, because guess whose card is connected to my wife's Starbucks?
Yours.
It ain't hers.
Oh, boy.
It ain't hers.
Erin knows what she's doing. I'd have mine connected to my dude's, too.
She's a genius, and I can't even stop it.
I mean, you're married, so of course.
Evil genius at
anyway,
that.
Anyway, Nick, I love it. The Starbucks app does give you lots of rewards, so thanks for sharing.
No problem, guys.
Love you back, bro. Peace.
All right, I don't want to skip anyone. So last but not least, let's go to Allison in Racine because she's got a good one, too.
I mean, and she's got her own theme song. So, yep.
Ming in Milwaukee said Life 360 is golden if you're a parent. That's a good one to monitor your kids.
I've heard about Life 360 before. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Rick in Menominee Falls said Earnify. If you link your Amazon account, you get 25 cents off per gallon with BP. Good to know.
Only BP?
I don't know.
Man, did you just hear I'm a Speedway guy?
I have to go out of my way to get to a... Well, actually, I don't have to go out of my way to get to a BP. Never mind.
There's BPs
one,
everywhere.
I always forget it's there. I'm not going to lie.
Every quarter block,
hey,
you see a BP.
Allison.
Good morning.
Morning, Allison. What
all right,
up?
Lots of different apps we're talking about. Which one is yours?
My favorite is something that is so easy that we talk about all the time. And we know I'm going through my weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. It's called Chronometer.
Explain yourself.
It literally tracks everything. You put your exercise in there. You can take pictures of your food if you're at the restaurant.
How do you spell it?
It's okay. Hold on. It's called
Chronometer.
Let me pull it up so I don't spell it wrong. It's Chronometer.
Chronometer.
Chronometer. Yeah.
But without Chrono, without the H.
Wait,
basically.
Why don't you just use like MyFitnessPal or some of these big ones everybody else uses? Why did you pick that one?
Because it has really good tips and it has lists. If you're on your depending on what, like you can pick your targeted areas too that you need to work on, and it will suggest exercises.
Oh,
it literally does everything from tracking your water to your exercise to suggestions to
you said pictures of food.
Exactly, and it'll tell you your calories and the diary that it has for available food is crazy. From stuff from Speedway to Quick Trip to your favorite restaurant.
In fairness, a lot of weight loss apps will identify like the calories and everything. The nutrition at restaurants, it's all in there. Okay. Like you can look them up.
Because this says this is an all-in-one nutrition app. You know, that analyze your balanced diet, discover perfect, count the calories, help manage exercises. Yeah, as far as somebody has never used any type of like health tracking app, this sounds like it covers it all.
A lot of them do that.
Do they?
Yeah, it's very nice. Well, it's helpful. We just don't know it until we start using them. But whatever works for you, I support. Mm-hmm. So, Allison, you keep going, girl.
You're about to check out Chronometer.
You're losing so much weight, you're on fire.
You go, girl.
Jinx.
Bye, Allison.
Can I ask you a quick question off the show?
Sure. Oh, one second,
off the show. I love
you. Hold on, girlfriend. Dennis texted in Water Tucky. I don't know what that means.
Is he trying to Watertown?
Life 360 got my kids on lockdown, he said.
Life 360, bro. For the 360.
There it is.
Say less.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On KISS FM.
All right, DZ. Today it involves disciplining a teen because you know I got a 12 and a 14-year-old and they are sending me.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. And you
sending me.
You might have better advice than me in this scenario.
No, they're sending me. I have horrible advice. Clearly, my advice isn't working.
Fair. I'm just thinking of the fact that...
they're sending me and that's all I can say over and over because I don't know what else to do with myself.
We got a 2 and a 4-year-old, Danny and Sammy, so me and my wife, Erin, we don't have the teen spirit yet in our life. God. But
DZ,
listen.
I will go buy $300 in groceries and cry, and then they'll say we have nothing to eat. Don't even get me started, dude.
Okay. Well, listen.
What's this problem, though?
Disciplining my kid as a single parent. Allie and DZ, as a single father, I'm reaching out because I'm at my wit's end with my 17-year-old son. Mm. Lately, he's been on a wild tear, air quotes, or quote unquote, I should say. I did the air quotes. While I don't want to delve into the specifics of his recent behavior, it's clear we've been butting heads constantly, and I'm struggling to find the best way to connect with him to get through to him.
Well, I'm glad you're not, because he's still a minor and he's a kid, and you don't want to get into his personal stuff. So thank you for leaving some of that behind.
Right, right.
Granted, we don't know who it is, but still.
But still, being like, hey, I'm being protective
he's
as a father.
Child. And
he's
a little your kid. Privacy,
give him some privacy. Says the truth is, as a dad, I'm exhausted and stressed. There's a constant worry gnawing at me that I haven't been doing enough, or that I've been doing things wrong. I feel stuck, unsure of what steps to take next or where to even begin to bridge this growing gap between me and my kid. I'm really hoping someone can offer some guidance to struggling father here who wants to do the right thing by his kid.
Let me open the gates and let the phone lines free. 414-533-1037. Yeah. You can text or call to that number. And let me tell you something. I, honest to God, feel this man in my soul, and so do so many parents of teens.
I know it.
And I love that it's a father, a single father, writing in, because moms, we already know, are so hard on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have these discussions with each other. We complain. They complain about their husbands not doing anything. I hear it all. DZ,
yeah, sure,
you're very
course.
Involved. So it's nice to hear a father, you know, write in and go, I'm at my wit's end. I'm trying to do everything
to do.
I can, because we all feel this so hard in our soul. And as they get older, it is harder. You can't control these teens. It's so hard.
And that teen is almost an adult teen at that, too.
So this is, and my sister, see, here we go. I'm not trying to tell everybody's business, but my sister went through this with my niece. Mm-hmm. Thank God she's in college now. It was the hardest 4 years
of
her life. She was constantly, and I don't even mean stressed, I'm talking distraught. We're talking distraught because you got
rough.
A kid
as
who
a
is
parent.
To have a kid struggling at that age.
And you can't do anything
so
about it.
It's so hard, man. It's not like a 5-year-old. It's a teenager.
Yeah.
It's different.
We remember hitting the teen years for ourselves. Mm-hmm. You, Allie, are entering the teen years for
so
yourself
hard.
With
I'm
your
scared.
Boys. This is the age of the, not regression, but rejection, right? Your parents no longer are your friends. They're now almost like public enemy number what?
Yeah.
One.
They don't let you do anything because you're such a big adult.
And parents just don't understand. You know what I'm saying? All
and
the yada
don't.
Yada.
And we don't
and
sometimes.
And we don't. Because and generational gaps do happen where we remember being a kid in our era. We don't know what it's like to be a kid in our kids' era. So there are things that we're not going to get. But we remember what it was when we finally flipped and went, dog, we don't want to be around our parents like that no more.
And I'm there, so I feel this guy.
You got to force it. Allie, I think you've already done something. And my best advice is something that you've done yourself.
What's that?
Be more physical with your boys. And I don't mean put hear me out. I don't mean like put hands on them.
Like,
no,
do
mean
an activity.
Be more active. Little boys grow into young men. Mm-hmm. And all through that time, we've got a lot of energy that turns into testosterone.
Oh, I've been making my boys go shoot hoops with me, and they get mad, but we have a great time when they finally come outside. They throw a fit and make me feel like garbage, but it works.
But there's a lot of bent up, maybe stress for him, maybe aggression, maybe things y'all can't talk about, won't talk about.
Teenager.
There's things that me and my father have never spoken about that somehow we found a common understanding later in life about that really would have been helpful in those teen years. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying don't try to bring it up, but what I'm saying is don't force it. Take that little boy who's going to soon be a young man in this world, or who already is a young man in this world and is soon going to be a man in this world, make him active. If y'all aren't active, start today, start tomorrow, get you a membership somewhere. Doesn't have to be Princeton. It could be wherever. Go to Zip
just
if
start
you want.
Doing something active with him.
Yes.
That's
be
good
at
advice.
Go. Take him to the gym. Make him push some weights. Get him a part-time job. Make sure he's doing something to occupy that mind, because y'all are at odds because you're not. It's not that you're not doing enough. He's not occupied enough, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Go to the phones then. Let's go to line one. See what their advice is. We're talking about, what's this guy's name? Did we give him a name?
He didn't get a name.
He's got a teenage son. He's a single father, and his son is off the rails. He's stressed out. He feels like he's a bad dad. He doesn't know how to make it better. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Beth from Kenosha.
Steph in Kenosha.
Steph.
We're talking parenting. Girl, you're up.
All right, we'll call him Parenting Paul.
DZ said go active with the kids. What do you think?
And I don't mean fight them. You know, you sometimes want to. You know, take them to a gym. Maybe it's a boxing gym.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a good idea.
Y'all can spar professionally.
That's a good idea.
Nah, what up?
So remember when you guys had the segment real quick about that person taking their friend or their kid's friend in?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Was that you?
So that was me.
You took your friend's kid in. Yes, I remember that. You had no children, but this was like a nephew to you.
Go on.
So my nephew is 17 as well, and I literally just, like, I'm at my wit's end with him too.
Same.
Sometimes.
And
17,
so pushing the limits,
They have it in their mind that they have everything figured out, and just because they're 17, about to be 18, they think that they are adults, and they want to, they're trying to learn about themselves, first of all. Second of all, they're trying to navigate how to be an adult as well.
Yep.
And it's just like coming from a place of understanding where they are in life and remembering where you were in life. At that point.
And can we also add the hormones?
Well, and the fact that they don't want to relate.
But you have to put yourself in their position and have that conversation with them and understand where they're coming from so that you can meet them in the middle and make sure that they're heard. Because once you have that connection and they feel like they're understood and heard, then that behavior kind of corrects for a little while.
I don't disagree, but you're also not dealing with a full adult emotional, like you're also dealing with someone who doesn't have the emotional tools all the time either because they're a kid. Right.
But that's why
you're assuming they're going to be able to, you know, handle
that's
this like an adult.
Teach them that though.
And she's going, meet them in the middle going, I'm not your best friend, but I see you as a friend and I see you as not an equal, but somebody who I need to understand that has feelings and valid emotions that I need to validate. Because sometimes as parents, we don't. I'm doing it to my 4-year-old and 2-year-old right now.
We do it all the time. Steph, like, no, this is like my parents. There's a fine line. They're the adults, you're the kids, but there's no connection in between. It's just like, I get it.
Can
totally.
I give you an example real quick?
Yeah.
Last night.
Common ground of understanding that you are the parent, but you know, you can see where they're coming from and understand where they're coming from.
You're trying to make a connection with them, and you're trying to basically humble yourself out to make them feel better, but then come back around and be the parent.
And maybe it didn't happen early, and you got to do it late. It doesn't matter when it happens.
You
got to make it happen. Appreciate
you so much.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Love you back. Bye. Gee, last night, you know, me and my wife Erin were helping Sammy, our 4-year-old, with his homework.
Yeah.
Doing alphabet, really basic stuff. He could not conceptualize making an A, drawing a capital letter A. He kept making an E. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my gosh.
You're like, if this boy doesn't draw an A, I'm gonna lose it. This is so easy.
After the 10th E, I was like, dude, you've done this A 4 other times. 4 other times. Why did you just fritz out right now? And
I
got frustrated.
Sammy speaks 2 languages and he's 4. He speaks more languages than me. Give the kid a
fair.
Leave my nephew alone.
But I did a little yelling. I was like, man, come on, Poppy, bro. Like, and he wasn't looking that cute like he is in that picture.
I have his wallet of his school picture in front of me, so I'm holding it up to DZ right now.
But I walked off. Erin finished up with the homework, right? And then afterwards, I said, Papito, you know, come here. And he came by me, and I was like, listen, I'm sorry. And he said, I'm sorry. And I'm like, no. You don't need to apologize. You were doing correctly. I need to understand and remember you're still learning, and we are teaching you. I'm sorry that I expected you to understand and remember. You did everything right.
Yeah.
I need to be better at not getting frustrated. And he understood in that moment.
I'm so proud of you. You're a better parent at 4 than I ever was.
But
and they're only 4.
I felt horrible.
I wish I would have fixed. We all feel horrible.
Because I was like, let me holler at you because I don't want you to think.
All the time. I just put a whole reel up on Instagram about what I talked about in therapy, and it's about the guilt and my children and how I snap and how I feel awful after.
I saw
it. The entire therapy session was about snapping on my kids this week, and I feel horrible inside.
Yeah.
Horrible.
So I just had to correct it because I was like, I know and I hear, I see you, and I don't want you to internalize and think, oh, I'm a bad kid, I'm dumb, I'm this, I'm that, because you're not. I just expected so much of you, and maybe this dad is expecting so much of his kid and not meeting him in that middle ground going, listen, Papito, I hear that you're only 17 and I expect so much of you. I understand my kid is 4. I already expect a lot of him. I need to tape it back sometimes.
Somebody said snaps and claps, DZ.
I appreciate that.
Audra from Neshota texted in and said, you're doing a great job solely based on the fact that you want to do better. You know, that's something my therapist always says too. She's like, if you're trying. Like,
I agree.
You care. The fact that you care care means you're a good parent. If you didn't care and didn't reflect on some of these things and go, man, I suck at this, you would not be doing your job, you know?
The fact
but
that
you gotta be fair.
The fact that parent problem Paul even has a parent problem in itself. He's going, all right, I got something I gotta address. Whether it's easy or hard, it's never gonna be the easiest, but you gotta keep trying to. I don't know how you can, bro. It's either that or start looking at colleges. Take that little boy on a visit.
Oh, give him something to look forward to, something else to do, or make him think about the future.
That's what I'm saying. Bring him around. Now's the time to go, hey, yo, let's go visit XYZ. Maybe you want to go see Lakeland. I don't know, bro.
Somebody else texted and agree with DZ on getting active with the kids. My dad and I connected really well on long car rides. Oh.
See?
Staring forward out the windshield helps break down awkward walls. You're also literally on the same side, moving in the same direction. Grab a soda, go for a relaxing ride, maybe towards something they want to do, or just for the sake of listening to good music like 103.7.
Kiss FM.
Thank you, whoever texted that in. They did not sign their name, but I love that.
We appreciate it.
All right, well, good luck with the teens. You're going to need it.
Yeah, that's the best advice we got.
Put your hands behind your back. I got a pair of pink handcuffs, and they've got your name on it, DZ.
No. Just like that.
Fine. It worked for Sabrina Carpenter. When Sabrina Carpenter did it, it worked. 103.7 Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station.
When did Sabrina Carpenter do this? Wepa, buenos dias.
She cuffed. You ready for this? Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman?
Of all the people, she was performing in Nashville, Sabrina Carpenter, and Nicole Kidman was in the crowd. And Sabrina Carpenter went, oh my goodness, I expected to find love, but not my soulmate. Then the crowd goes wild, and Sabrina hands Nicole Kidman her fuzzy pink handcuffs to put on.
I don't think you heard
she
me.
She puts them on.
Nicole Kidman? Are they related? Like, is that her aunt? Like, what?
I can't help but wonder if, are they doing Practical Magic 2? Because there was some kind of, I never saw Practical Magic 1. I'm not going to lie.
I ain't going to lie to you.
I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about. They were in a movie together?
No, was Nicole Kidman? I don't know if they were ever in a movie together.
You got me lost now.
Well, okay, so Practical Magic 2 is coming out in 2026. Let's break this down for a second. Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
I do not see Sabrina Carpenter in this lineup. So I'm assuming she was just there making a reference to promote her movie in 2026.
Makes sense. Okay.
But I did not see the first one that came out.
Me neither.
So I have no idea.
I didn't even know Sandra Bullock.
It's 1998. Practical Magic is when.
Never heard it.
They're just bringing everything back.
Never heard of it.
So now they're doing a second one. They're bringing everything old back. Wow. You know that, dude.
So
you know that.
So Sabrina Carpenter handcuffed Nicole Kidman at her show
while promoting Practical Magic 2, if that makes any sense, because everything's got to be promoted.
So how she Houdini her way out of them handcuffs?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just know Nicole Kidman and Sabrina Carpenter are not the two I saw on stage with handcuffs.
It's like mom-daughter. Very mom-daughter niece, for sure.
Yeah.
Mom-daughter. That's what I was like.
But
are they related?
Nicole
Kidman, her and
Keith Urban broke up, right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
She was with Keith Urban?
For 100 years. Come on, DZ.
Not in my wheelhouse, dog.
Come on.
I know who Keith Urban is separately. I know who Nicole Kidman is. I don't think I knew that they were together like that.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Yeah,
they were
no.
For
genuinely, I'm not going to lie. I'm not playing it up. Like, I had no clue.
I get it. Who cares? Because you're not.
And maybe I had seen it on MTV at some point or something.
They were married for 20 years.
Or some gossip, some tea, some farandula. You know what I'm saying? But
DZ. They've been married since 2006. Yeah,
wow.
They just got divorced. So,
wow.
Yeah, 20 years.
I was under a rock.
Yes, you were.
Call me Patrick, bro.
Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? Because after Am I the Jerk, I've got to tell you the story about when I really was ready to throw hands for your marriage in public.
I appreciate that.
I was so mad. I don't know how you're going to feel when I tell you this story. I don't know how Aaron's going to feel, but I was very upset about something somebody said to me in public.
Well, I feel my phone vibrate now,
good.
So we're going to have
uh-oh.
To get through
Sorry,
Am I the
Aaron.
Jerk so that, you know, I could tell her
Aaron,
what's going on.
Aaron, I'm on your side. Don't worry.
Obviously.
Let's get into Am I the Jerk. Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. He wants to know if he's the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings.
Wait.
He's giving up.
He wants to know?
He's giving up, and he wants to know if he's the jerk.
She lost feelings.
He's saying she lost feelings. Am I the jerk? Hear him out.
I'm listening. You know what? Let me stop judging already. I'm listening.
I'm going to name him Running for the Hills Ryan.
Running Ryan.
Running Ryan. He said, Allie and DZ, I've been dating my girl for a little over a year, and I thought things were going great, and we were going to look into moving in together.
So you thought.
So when I brought it up at dinner last week, she brought up a different conversation, a breakup conversation, saying she had lost feelings over the past couple months and was actually thinking about breaking up.
Did y'all get the appetizers first?
No apps yet.
No apps yet, y'all.
No apps have arrived.
Oh, Lord.
He said, I was so turned off by this news because I had I'd never heard this from her. So I decided I was done and I left.
Dang.
She tried to reach out and have a talk about it, but I wasn't interested. I told her we were done, to drop my stuff off and move on with her life. It's been 2 weeks since then. Am I the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
Hey, yo.
Been dating for a year. She brings it up and he says, I thought we were going the other way. Never mind. I'm out.
He quits. He thought we were about to start talking about moving in together, girl.
I feel like you and I are going to be totally different sides on this because why? I'm one of those people who thinks relationships run their course and people do stay together for way too long because they have this attachment they could not let go of.
I agree.
Even when it's not healthy for them.
I agree.
But you're the guy also, but you would always say push through, work through your issues, which I respect as well.
When it's worth it.
So I don't know which way you're going to go. So I'm one of those people who went, she saw it, ran its course. She picked up on it. And she's trying to bring this up now. And you just ran for the hills.
Yep.
So honestly,
did you just walk away because you consciously maybe felt or subconsciously felt something
felt
too
and rejected
went, or also felt like it was maybe going in a bad direction. So you thought ramp it up, because that's what sometimes people do. If they're feeling a dwindling, they're going, let's ramp it up.
Let's get married. Let's have kids. Let's do all these things to make our relationship better.
Let's move in, buy a house together.
You hear me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's move in and make it fun.
And so when she said, actually, I was talking about maybe slowing down or maybe breaking up, he was like, okay, fine.
I'm out.
Bye.
I don't know. I like this guy.
I'm not disagreeing, bro. I'm not disagreeing.
You don't think that he should have tried a little bit harder?
I do think he should have responded. Here's where I'm torn, right? Because I want to say not the jerk. He saw the writing on the wall. As soon as she said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about breaking up, he said, okay, bye. Peace.
Yeah.
And dipped, right? Like, no harm, no foul. Cool. Let's just cut it here before things get worse.
Sure.
Protect my heart.
Is he the jerk?
But I hear it jerky because he didn't even finish a convo. It sounds like he really, without appetizers at the table, went, hey, honey, I've been really feeling some type of way. I don't know if I'm losing feelings. I don't know if I want to break up. And he went, okay, fine. We're going to break up then. And he dipped.
And he got in his feelings.
But it's been
2 weeks, and he said, drop your stuff off and move on with your life. 2 weeks, she tried to reach out and have a talk.
How hard, we don't
but
know.
But he wasn't interested. But just because she reached out doesn't mean she wants to stay together. It might just mean I want to make this not so unsettling when we're around each other.
Maybe she wants to make it amicable, because right now it's not amicable.
There's tension. She wants to get rid of the tension, we think, and he's like, forget you, I'm just breaking up. But what do you need to get rid of the tension?
What tension is there?
If you broke up, move on with your lives and never see each other again. You don't have kids. I don't understand why you have to be, this is what I'm talking about with the attachment. These people hold on too long.
I'm torn, because it doesn't sound like they had any attachment. Sure, you sounded like you knew you had a good relationship, but it didn't sound like you were in love.
Mm-mm.
Right? Y'all was just
having a good...
Or you would
have been on the same page when it comes to this,
you
wouldn't
hear
you?
Me? Come on, bro.
You guys aren't even... You're right. You know what?
I'm so torn. Because, yes, I am the proponent of try it out, work it out, fight for it. If you feel good about it, don't stop that feeling.
But if her heart's not in it...
What are you going to do about it?
You can't make somebody's heart be in it.
Fight for her heart.
Aww.
Play her for her heart.
Aw, that sounds so nice. Anyway, not the jerk.
Anyway, jerk. You gave up, sucker. You gave up, bro. What? Like, you ain't no fighter, you ain't no warrior, you ain't no soldier. What person or partner are you going to attract that way by being like, you want to break up with me? Fine, then.
You are right about not giving up, DZ. You're right, because you're right. I'm going the quitter route here. And I'm not, you know what? This takes me back to yesterday. Don't laugh. At tennis. I had my tennis class yesterday.
What?
This ball flew over my head. And normally I jump up and try to hit it, and I didn't because I didn't think I could get it. And the coach goes, at least try, Allie. And I went,
you know what?
Oh, my God. And I looked at him and I go, you're right.
You're right.
I didn't even try,
it's
dude.
That, the concept
that was messed
of,
up. You I miss, didn't even jump.
You miss 100% of them shots you don't take.
Was I going to hit it? No.
Nope.
But did I try? No.
Next time, will
this
you?
This was a horrible analogy for this guy, but you know what
but
I mean.
But next time, will you?
It depends on how high up the urn is. Can this I hit the ball or not? This
terrible is a horrible analogy.
Okay, the point is, are you trying or not? All right, is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
I hear where you're saying that you see it, you heard it, and you went, why would I stick around for somebody that doesn't want to stick around
me? Yeah, their hurt's not in it.
If they're not willing to fight, because it takes two to tango. You ever seen somebody dance with somebody that doesn't want to dance back? It looks awkward, don't
it's
it?
It's so awkward.
It looks awkward.
Or just people that one doesn't, they're not connected.
That's what taking two to tango means. So if she's giving up, why are you going to fight a solo fight, bro? You're going to build resentment, and she's just going to end up leaving you anyway. I hear what you're saying, too,
Somebody said he got a clear break. These are the texts. You can call or text 414-533-1037. He got a clear break. Leave him alone. He's done, too. You said you was really not feeling it. Ah, they're saying he did what he got a clean break.
He did.
Move on.
Realistically, I don't know what the wrap-up conversation is that she wants to have, but what else is there?
Somebody said they caught that, DZ. Loving basketball.
Oh, yeah, to play me for your heart. Thank you.
And then Emily and Racine said, not the jerk. Why fight for it if one piece of the puzzle wants out? It's 2025. We're not begging for relationships. And then right above that, Allie, the more you jump, the higher you'll get. Keep jumping, girl. Thank you, guys.
Keep jumping.
That's a great, these are great analogies on giving up. On, we are all over the place. And this is why I'm single. I don't know about you, but I'm just moving on with my life. 414-533-1037. Is he the jerk for breaking up with her when she lost feelings? We'll talk to you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Ooh, we're talking about relationships today on Am I the Jerk? And Nicole from Franklin said jerk because he sounds like he has communication issues and runs from conflict. Huge red flag.
I read that the second it came in, same time as you did, and I said, well, that's so too much good, boy.
Is Ryan the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? We named him
Running for the Hills Ryan.
Running Ryan, baby. And I got to tell you, DZ, I should apologize to John and Mequon. If you were listening to the show yesterday.
Why?
remember the guy who called in and said, I asked you out. And I was like, what? And it got awkward because there was a little flirting.
A little flirty flirt.
I called him Nick like 17 times after. His name is John.
I know his name
and
is
And I called
John.
Him Nick, which was the guy who wrote in yesterday. It's a whole thing. So
wait,
anyway.
Did I call him Nick?
I don't know. Our listeners were probably listening going, what is wrong with you?
I remember John. He's the cool John in Mequon.
John in Mequon. My bad,
Whoa,
John. It's
our
not
bad,
Nick.
John.
So yesterday,
you
I'm just apologizing.
You can still take us out on a date, though.
Us. ZZ's hungry, too.
Mm-hmm. Nah,
All right. Is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? Running, Ryan. Let's start with Lisa in Sheboygan. Now, Lisa's been married for like 100 years like you, DZ.
I mean, for long.
Her husband played at Lakeland like you. You guys are all Lakeland football guys.
Shout out Muskies. You know.
Lisa.
Good morning. Go Muskies.
Go Muskies. I didn't know that they had the Muskies, and now I do, thanks to you guys. See, go Lakeland. Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, is he the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings?
No, I don't think he's the jerk. I think in a breakup, I mean, yes, there's instances where both of them have mutual feelings of like, maybe this is over. But in a lot of instances, too, it's usually just one person. And I think, even though I don't think he's a jerk for it, I think in his perspective, he's probably saving himself kind of the male ego of being broken up with.
Because he feels blindsided. Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought about that.
So, when you go to your people and are like, oh, we broke up, blah, 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 blah. Well, everyone wants to know the details on the story. Well, I broke up with her. Like, nobody wants to be broken up with, right?
Yeah.
So if he has control of the situation because he knows it's not working out, then why would that make him a jerk? I mean, he's taking initiative and
control of his life and saying, she's not interested, so I'm going to, you know, respect myself and go, okay, I'm not going to get
not
on my knees
on
and beg
this
girl I've been dating for less than a year who I don't live with. I'm going to move on with my life.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. If the roles are reversed where he dropped feelings and she didn't, wouldn't all of us be like, women power, like, you go, girl, drop them. Like, why is it not okay for him to do that?
Maybe. I never thought about it like that, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Okay. Okay.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. All
Not
right.
Not the jerk.
Lisa and Sheboygan, thanks for calling.
Kicks it
off. Bye, guys.
Bye. Love.
All right. Let's go to Nikki in West Dallas. The question is, am I the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings? They went out to dinner. He thought they were going to move in together after about a year. And then she said, actually, I lost feelings. So he broke up with her and doesn't want to have anything to do with her
I
now.
I mean, was it ego protection because he felt
Maybe.
Blindsided? Because, I didn't even think about that. 100%.
Well, we always search for control when we don't have it. Sorry, right. Nikki. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Nikki.
All right, you heard Lisa say not the jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings. Now he didn't even try. What do you think?
I agree, not the jerk.
Wow. Doubled up.
We are not sticking around in some of these waste of time relationships anymore, man.
Thinking that, like, what if he's gone through all that, I've wasted my time with so many relationships.
Fair. Past experience.
If it's not going to go the route that I really felt it was going to go, let me go now.
Rather than later.
Yeah, because if you stay, this is what I mean about how people don't cut the cord when the relationship runs its course.
Yeah.
And then you have all these emotional attachments to people you shouldn't even be with.
Yeah.
It's unhealthy, maybe. It's not the right person for you. It's not a match. It's toxic. But you love them and you're attached to them. And
or you think
but
you
we
love
had
them.
One. That you think.
You think
we
you
had
love
these
them.
Intimate
yeah,
moments.
Get back in your life, and then they confuse you.
It's all
and
manipulation,
on,
And then you get confused.
Ding,
and then
ding,
you.
Ding.
And this is why so many people go back and forth nowadays because nobody will cut the cord.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
see,
yeah.
This is why when I date people, they're all screwing around with their exes, you know? And I could be to blame for that too sometimes. So it's a high.
y'all caught that.
Keep moving on. Anyway.
But no, that's a great point that you're making.
It's messed up.
Because
we're all messed
it's
up.
Messed up. But it's because why? It's comfortable. It's known.
Well,
and
that,
even,
it's
even
not
in the
love,
toxicity.
It's known and comfortable.
Even
Thank
in the
you,
toxicity,
DZ.
It's familiar.
Thank you.
And we go, why would we put ourselves out there again with somebody else when we already know the toxic here.
Speak on it.
I don't have to. Y'all get it. What's up?
People are afraid of the dating world, so it's not that easy.
Well, they should be afraid of it because it's a nightmare, but you got to have some thick skin to get out there, and you
got
to stop getting attached after one date like these people do. That's where everybody's going wrong. Chill out. All right, you know what?
Yeah.
My TED Talk is done. Thanks for coming to my speech today. Goodbye, Nikki.
She said not the jerk, two for two. Much love,
not
Nikki.
Not the
bye.
Jerk. I do think there are people who are are meant to be together forever and ever. Yes, but I think a lot of us get stuck in this weird little cycle where we think we're with somebody and it is not love. It is totally familiar connection and you're on another planet.
I hope nobody gets confused with us being realists and, and saying that there isn't real soulmates, that there isn't people that are destined to be together for 50,
that should
60,
fight through it.
100 years, right? You know what I'm saying? That should fight through it, that do fight through it.
But people get that mixed up.
Not everybody is built like that, and you need to acknowledge when you're not. Because whether you're together for 10 years or whether you're together for 50 years, that 50-year mark might make you go, yeah, I think we're done. And if that hits, you gotta acknowledge that. You gotta be grown enough and mature enough in the mind to understand that lifetimes don't mean lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't disagree with you, DZ. Simone is calling now in Milwaukee because it's Am I the Jerk for breaking up with her because she lost feelings. Hey, Simone.
Simone, you gonna bring the broom. It's two Simone, not the jerks.
Who's the jerk here? Come on.
So I'm calling both of them the jerks.
Hold on. Girl, come on. You gotta pick a side. All right, fine. Why are they both jerks?
You're right.
Why?
So I think that Ryan, is really asking, is he the jerk for the way that the breakup went? I think that for her, it was probably really embarrassing on her face if he got up and just walked out mid-conversation and just didn't finish it. Like, hey, I'm done. Yep. Okay, whatever, bye.
Not mature.
That part, he was a jerk.
Yep.
And I don't think he was a jerk then. It was the not being able to communicate later. Okay, your feelings was hurt. You didn't want to be embarrassed.
Oh.
She was the jerk because you knew you needed to have this conversation with him.
Hold on, though. So that's ego. What you're saying is ego.
I agree.
It was his ego and his pride, and that's why he walked. That's essentially what you're saying.
But yeah, because I mean, I feel like if you're at that point where you want to break up and he's ready to move in, this is a conversation you should have had already.
They're disconnected
and not in public. Yeah. I do agree to that. That should have been a private conversation, not over dinner on a date, whatever. So the walk off,
they're disjointed.
The ego and the walk off, I actually justify. Mm-hmm. But I agree with what Simone is saying. I'm hearing where she's going. You didn't even give it the chance after you had a couple days to decide and hopefully. Right. Mature up a little bit. Mm-hmm. You still just went, nah, here's your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, because when you're in your feelings, you're just like, okay, and I understand that. I won't argue with that. He didn't want to be embarrassed. He probably got up. His feelings were hurt. Yep. He just put his heart on the table.
Sometimes you got to process. Like, you have to process that things, part. And it can take days, weeks, hours, months.
Whatever.
It can take. Everybody processes differently.
They were together for a year, right? It wasn't a waste of time, and I wouldn't say it wasn't a long time, but it wasn't a waste either.
They had something.
They had a year.
Just maybe over.
Yeah, well, it definitely is.
So Simone says they're both
the
jerks.
But why is she the jerk, though?
For being honest? He's a jerk for doing it in public?
She should have had this conversation before, but at that moment wasn't the right time.
Heard.
If he's saying, like, hey, I want to move in, you know that you were about to
you gotta
bruise
say
his
something.
Ego when you said that after he said, hey, let's move in. Maybe you should have been like,
no, but Simone,
maybe not
you don't
want
to BS him. You don't want to go,
true.
That's the next problem. People saying yes when they want to say no or vice versa.
Yep.
Now she's moving in with him out of guilt when she didn't want to, and now it's awkward.
Well, and it's
and
another
then it
year of resentment and building and who knows if they even get.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm actually going to support the Midwest Nice on this one, and they are both the jerks.
Yeah.
Like, I hear what she's saying.
It could have been laid out better, and he could have communicated later instead of just saying, drop my stuff off, we done.
You're basically saying that what all these relationships are going through nowadays is lack of communication, not being on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
I just told somebody yesterday who said, she was like, oh, my husband's driving me crazy. I don't know where we're at a crossroads. I said, well, have you ever tried counseling? Because I honestly would love to go to counseling. If I'm ever in a relationship again, I want to go from go.
Yeah,
like, I want him
not?
To come with me every now, maybe once a month, and work through the things from a third person on these things that we miscommunicate. Like, I think that'd be really helpful, you know, to have a third person come in and go, well, maybe it's not so messed up.
Right.
Maybe you two just don't understand each other and you needed one little moment, you know, you never know what a third person might do for your relationship.
Yeah.
If you want to push through, I'm just saying.
I'm following.
Anyway.
Some people just might misunderstand and think that means getting a thruple. No, that's not what that means. Not a third person like that, y'all.
People think therapy means your relationship's on fire, and it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It doesn't mean that at all. It just means you have a person to help you work through things, because every relationship has conflicts. Well, thanks for calling, by the way, Simone.
And it means you want it to be healthy.
I can tell she's moving.
You guys have a good day.
You
bye.
Too. You a real one. Call again, but that was great.
Yeah.
She got me to say double jerk.
I can't believe that.
Midwest Nice double jerk.
But you know what I mean? I'm serious. If I'm ever in a serious relationship, we will go to counseling together at least once a month, just to, because I don't want to be in a spot where we're holding things internally and not telling each other. I want to be open communication. And if that's going to take a third person, I support it.
Side thought, and now, you know, obviously we're done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we're done.
Break. Side thought in that conversation.
Yeah.
would you be open to dating and doing that with somebody that has never been to therapy?
Yes.
Because you, mm-hmm. like, sure. then they would have to also be open to going mm-hmm. to therapy.
They would not really, it's really, yeah, it's not that
otherwise,
intimidating.
No, and I know it's not that intimidating, but as far as mm-hmm. couples therapy for somebody that has never gone to even individual therapy.
Oh, might be intimidating.
Might be way more intimidating than going, listen, yeah. I'm not even comfortable sharing, mm-hmm. as somebody that's never been to therapy outside yeah. of like the two times I talked to the high school therapist.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Outside of that, I've never gone to counseling therapy,
yeah.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we were to go to couples therapy before I go to individualized therapy, that would feel almost backwards and counterproductive mm. to working on the self mm. before you can work on yourself with mm. anybody else. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know what you're saying, DZ, but honestly, I've had relationships where my therapist has been like, would you like to bring them in?
Yeah.
And so we can work through some of these issues.
Because I love
like,
the
I
idea.
Would, you
I
know?
Love the idea. I've just mm-hmm. never heard of it from like a conception of the relationship type of thought, but mm-hmm. that sounds great.
Yeah.
That sounds genius.
It's a positive thing for everybody if you think of it positively. And all you're doing is going into a room that's completely confidential. Nobody can ever tell anything of your business, and you're working through things. Some people go in there and it's too hard for them because they don't want accountability or they feel like they get blamed for everything. But sometimes you did things wrong and you have to take accountability, and it goes both ways.
We need to find you a man that goes to therapy.
Ah, maybe.
Then you okay.
Maybe.
Take notes, y'all.
Maybe.
Next time we at the store scouting yes. the aisles, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
I'm gonna be like, hey, my boy.
You go to therapy?
Hey, Papi, come here. You kind of cute. You go to therapy? You about 6'3", you go to therapy? Nah, get out of here. Get out of my face.
Get out of my face.
He's gonna be
face.
Like, wait a second, what was that? He's gonna be like, wait, was that DZ? He'll be like, yes, from the next aisle. Yes.
He's our therapist. He's our couples therapist. Welcome. Okay, we have to give away these tickets, and then I'm going to tell you why I really, genuinely was so upset in public over your marriage by what something somebody said to me, dude.
Somebody triggered you.
Me, but
about
you're gonna,
my
I think it's
and
messed
Aaron's
up.
Marriage.
You're gonna, you might even be like, what the?
All right, first things
I
first.
Was ready to throw down. Let me just say that.
Okay.
In the
okay.
middle of Target, nonetheless. Okay, everybody?
Bro.
Of all the places.
We can't get banned from Target, Allie.
No, well, wait till I tell you what she said to me.
We love Target.
Wait till I tell you what she said
okay.
to me. Okay, let's give away these tickets, and then I'll tell you next. 414-533-1037. I didn't even say what they were for. Jeff Dunham.
Funny man, ventriloquist man. Must have talked like this to your
got all the puppets and he talks like this for sure. You have to do that just like our winner yesterday did. Remember Austina?
She did it too. She said, I don't think I can do this. She did great.
You have to do the voice. 414-533-1037. Caller 30. You're going to see Jeff Dunham when he comes to the Miller High Life Theater on December 30th. All right? Good luck. Caller 30, you're going to see Jeff Dunham, Kiss FM. Well, well, well. I feel like Franklin's on fire this week. Liz is in Franklin. I don't know. All of a sudden, we're getting all these Franklin people. I love it.
Okay, Franklin.
Okay,
what's
Franklin.
The word?
103.7, Kiss FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station with Allie and DZ. Hey, Liz.
Morning.
Hi.
Franklin's a hot zip for us these days, I guess, huh?
I ain't mad at it.
She's driving to Brookfield to work, but she lives in Franklin.
Well, shout out Brookfield, too. We ain't mad at it.
Well, Liz, you're caller 30, but you're not going to get these tickets that easily.
You know what you gotta do.
They're for Jeff Dunham. He is, I like to call him a ventriloquist. He's
the
puppet guy, and he talks like this. So we're going to need you to talk like this for us, Liz.
Can you talk like a ventriloquist?
Liz, go ahead.
I could talk like that. I could do it.
I could
do it. Okay, you gotta do it the whole day, or you don't get these tickets.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's totally fine.
She broke character. You broke character. You're out.
Oops, I hit the button.
You're the worst puppet person ever. No, Liz, good news. You don't have to do any of that. Jeff Dunham's going to do it when you
Jokes.
See him on the 30th at the Miller High Life Theater in Milwaukee.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Oh, you guys make me laugh. I love you guys.
Oh, my gosh. Liz, I want to jump through the phone and hug you right now.
I am smitten.
Oh, I was mad. I was at the Bucks game the other day, and DZ, you weren't there. Oh.
I'm sorry. When we were in Chicago,
are you the one day DZ wasn't there was the it was the 30th. It was last Thursday.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. I'll be there this Friday.
He'll be there. We had to go to Chicago for work one day. Aw, what a bummer.
Yeah, next time
what
for sure,
bummer.
Bro. But it's awesome. Congratulations,
yeah.
Liz.
Well, I gotta get some more info. I don't want you to hang up. Do you have a minute
okay.
or two, Liz, to hold on?
Yep. Yep.
Can I? Because
okay,
I have to tell a story real quick.
Oh?
That really upset me.
Uh-oh. Yeah. All right, Liz,
okay.
hold on.
Liz, hold on and enjoy the story. Actually, you know what, Liz? I'll call you back. How's that sound?
Oh, geez. We're going to call. Liz,
Liz, I'll call you back.
We'll call you back, girl.
I have a lot to tell DZ right now. I got to go.
Oh, my Lord. Girl, listen, we appreciate you. Much love. Bye. Congrats again.
Love you.
Have
bye.
A great day.
Okay.
Love you. Love your work. Bye.
Just don't let me forget to call her back.
Yeah, so we could have just left her on hold.
I know, but you know me. I have a lot to tell you. Okay, DZ, I need to tell you what happened when I was at Target the other day, man.
Well, be careful, because we love Target.
No, Target is
awesome.
Are
we fighting Target?
No, we're not fighting Target.
Why is Target in my marriage right now?
We're not fighting Target. This just happened at Target. I got really upset.
Well, then tell me.
I was shopping at Target, and I saw somebody I know. And I don't know her.
Angelo?
No, not your boy Angelo.
I was
going to
say Target Angelo, duh.
Not your buddy Angelo. It's a girl I know who works at a different Target. Okay, I'm not going to say which Target. I'm not going to say her name. I just know her from going in there. You know what? I don't even know her name.
You
can I be honest?
You
I know
don't
of her.
Know her. You remember her.
I talk
her.
To her every time I see her. Okay, but I don't know her name. I'm going to keep it real.
I'm following.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I see her the other day at Target.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm talking to her, she says, oh, I told my friend that you were shopping here and one of my friends loves DZ. And I go, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, aw, thank you.
Oh, he's the greatest.
We
she's
love
like,
you back.
Oh no, she loves him. I go, okay.
Oh,
cool,
like a love.
And she goes, oh no, she has a big crush on him. I go, okay, that's cool. Great. He's like my brother. Okay, cool.
She knows.
No, she loves him. And I go, so I finally turned to her and I said,
she knows I'm married.
I go, you know he's married, right? And she turns to me and says, oh, she doesn't care. DZ.
Hey.
I was ready to fight somebody right in the middle of Target.
What time is it, bro? Let me make sure Aaron's at work.
Is Aaron at work?
Aaron's going to call off and be making a round trip to different Targets in the area fighting folks, bro.
The disrespect.
Nah, jokes.
And she was like, she doesn't care. And I looked at her and I'm like, well, I care and I'll fight her. So I love Aaron and I will fight her because what the hell,
that's
dude?
Bold.
People are so bold. And so part of me went, some people don't realize we're real people with real marriages
true,
and real relationships.
Real lives and real things.
They just don't care. But at the same time, you know we're real people, man.
Yes.
We live in this community. I go into Target. But people, this is what drives me nuts. People that don't care about other people being in relationships.
Can we be honest?
It's so rude.
That it is true.
It's
like
disgusting.
It's, as much as we are in some people's minds like unattainable or unsustainable or you might be somebody's celebrity crush, right?
Fine.
I clearly might be somebody's celebrity crush. But
that's you might see us in Pick and Save or Target.
But that's it, right? Like somebody was able to text her friend to go alley shopping at Target right now.
That's how close.
And her friend was able to say, oh my gosh, tell her DZ is sexy or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Whatever she said.
I know you secretly love it, which you should because that's nice. But at the same time, it was the she don't care about his wife that set me off. And I was like, oh, first of all, because this is what people forget. That like you guys are my family, my friends. Like I know you. You're basically, imagine if I walked to whoever's in their car or at work listening. Imagine I walk up to you and I go, man, I really like your brother. And you go, oh, he's married. And I go, I don't care.
Ain't like, that rude?
That is
what in
so
the commentary?
Rude. And like, ugh, it just gave me the ick. Yeah. And I'm so sick and tired of people doing this
because you have a
beautiful marriage. So people going, I don't care. That's
now,
just nasty.
Now, do
get
I think
together.
Do I think somebody would act on that in public?
I would
no.
hope not.
I never think anybody
because
would ever
Aaron
act
and I
on
really
that.
Will be there.
Well, obviously, boy, you ain't got to worry about that. You know what I'm saying? My stiff arm is strong. And honestly, equality. If somebody needs to get muffed in the throat because they're getting too close, they might get muffed in the throat.
By me at Target. But anyway, it blows my mind. It blows my mind that people are that bold and that they're not afraid to say things like that because they forget like we're people, you know, and that your wife is a person. Like she's talking about somebody that is a real person.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care if he's married. I'm like, the hell?
I mean,
if she had just said, my friend loves him, she thinks he's so hot,
he's
I would have been like,
whatever.
Oh my God, that's so sweet.
That's hilarious.
But when it kept going on, and then I said, you know he's married, right? And then she went, she don't care. And I went, oh, that's why you continue to go on, because you don't care.
Well,
and you don't have any shame about this. What the hell?
My wife has been told to her face that, you know, people have found me attractive.
That's
like,
nice.
Oh, your husband is so attractive.
She probably loves that.
She loves it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a compliment to her. It's a compliment to me. It's not something we ever take offense by, right?
Good.
We're comfortable. We're locked in into our own.
Good.
We're locked into our marriage and our love. That's not the worry. The annoyance is when somebody genuinely says they don't care. and go, oh, I don't care.
That's, I'm going for her man.
That's homewrecker behavior.
That's homewrecker big time.
In any direction, right? Male, female, either
Somebody
one.
Somebody said, that's bogus as hell. Why did she feel the need to say anything? Why do people do anything they do when it comes to getting involved in other people's relationships?
People like to be bold.
I don't know.
No, people like
Brandon
to be bold.
Brandon from Tosa said, DZ, you better be careful. She'll grab you. Oh, Lord. Haley in Waukesha said, childish.
Yeah.
Somebody else said, I'm fighting for DZ's wife and don't know none of you. I would lose my mind. It's so disrespectful.
We riding that dawn.
Oh, my God.
I mean, dog, people have told me to my face that they're attracted to my wife. Y'all think I lost my cool?
No.
You got to pick and choose,
right?
They went
too far.
It's when somebody goes too far. It's when somebody goes too far and goes, I genuinely don't care. I'm going to try to steal your girl.
Exactly.
I'm going to try to steal your man. I don't think that was happening here. Let me clarify.
It better not.
I don't.
Because I will fight somebody.
I don't.
And I'm not even in this marriage.
Because this was a through and through interaction. It was a friend of a friend saying that for her friend.
If you missed it, I was at Target and basically a girl I know that works there that I see all the time came up and said, oh, Allie, I told my friend you were shopping here and all she wanted to know was where DZ was. She loves DZ and went on and on. I said, well, he's married. And she goes, she doesn't care. So that's where I said, oh, hell no. Now I'm about to throw down in Target over DZ and his wife because they are my family and this is messed up. And I've, as someone who's been cheated on while I was in a marriage, this is not
triggering.
The thing to say to me. Okay. Now I'm worked up.
Somebody else is worked up, too.
Oh, my God. Look at the phones. They're going crazy.
Yeah,
Should
I don't know what you
to?
Started.
Let's talk to everybody next. Hold on. How dare you come up to me at Target and tell me you want to get with DZ when he's married. 103.7 Kiss FM.
How dare you do
number
that?
One hit music station. I'm going to throw down.
How dare you do that to Allie?
Now I'm doing the ventriloquist voice because I'm so mad.
I'm going to throw down.
So if you missed it, I got all fired up because I was shopping and this girl I know came up and said, oh, my friend loves DZ. And I said, that's great. And she's like, she thinks he's so hot. I go, that's great. And then she went, you know, he's married. And she went, she don't care. And I went, now I'm mad.
Now we're crossing a line.
Now we're crossing. These are people. These are my family. This is a real marriage. This is a real relationship.
Real lives,
and
obviously.
It's messed up. And by the way, Nikki Panico, the head of Susan G. Komen, love her. She texted
in. Oh, sorry, at the last game.
She was at the Bucks game,
Yeah. A couple games back.
She said, I love this conversation that you and DZ are having right now on the air. Oh, and by the way, I do think he's hot too. But it's so beautiful how you talked about his wife and the respect they have. That's right.
Appreciate it.
Don't mess with their marriage, dude.
Well, and let's go back to the point of, it is one thing to acknowledge somebody being attractive.
That's fair. Do it all you want. But
thank you.
She crossed a line.
When somebody does it to me about my wife, it's a compliment.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you.
Sure.
If you're trying to act on it, now you're drawing a line
now
that will be corrected. Good luck with those kneecaps, Poppy.
Amanda in Waukesha. We have so many people that want to go off right now. The texts are going off. Somebody said Aaron and DZ. Just say the word and we all ride at dawn for you.
We cooling right now. Don't worry about
Amanda
it.
Amanda from Milwaukee. I would have slapped her point blank.
Hey,
I hate
yo.
These like that. No, I'm not going to slap somebody, but that is homewrecker behavior.
Uh-huh,
yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Amanda.
We ride at dawn.
Bye, Amanda.
No, Amanda, I need you. We do ride at dawn.
We ain't getting nobody
DZ.
Jammed up, bro.
Actually, the car
not
has one spot
Sorry.
In it.
Not on my behalf. Y'all not getting jabbed on my not on my behalf. We
Fine.
Handle our own, bro.
Amanda, Aaron, and I ride at dawn.
Aaron ain't getting in the car with y'all.
Yes, she is.
No.
We'll kidnap her.
Amanda, I just, it's blown away. Like, right? The audacity.
Oh,
the audacity.
I have a story about some cojones.
Ooh.
Let me hear. Don't name any names if it's anybody we know. But
I don't have any names.
Okay, go.
Okay, well,
tell us.
Husband used to work in recruitment and would show people around our facility, and part of that was a retail store.
Okay.
And he's walking around. I mean, he's got his badge. He's got a tie. Mm-hmm. He's doing his job, and he walks into the back employees-only space, and one of the other employees comes up, and she's like, hey, someone out there is looking for you. And he's like, okay, like, I don't
Something
work
official?
At this. I don't work at this facility, but maybe someone recognized me. Maybe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
This woman pulled him out as he's walking through the store with an interview just to say, I think you are the sexiest man I've ever seen.
No.
Yo, that's bold.
You're kidding.
As he's working.
That's bold.
goes into the back room with this, like, executive, basically, that he's trying to hire to our organization. Uh-huh. And some random civilian pulls him out while he's working just to tell him that she
love me a man in uniform.
Man.
I love me a man in uniform, Zaddy.
Oh, boy.
That's bold on bold.
That's really bold.
Just stood there and kind of went, anything else?
Wow.
Can I help you at all? Okay,
wow,
bye.
Wow, dude.
No.
Oh, people are so bold. They're so bold.
With a wedding ring on.
Oh, honest to God, like on. DZ just said to me, you know how many times I drink with my wedding ring in view?
I mean, you know,
you try to say
it's kind of there. And I get it. Not people aren't always as observant and might not realize, might not look at the hand for the, you know, markers.
Sure.
Oh, you're married. But when you see a ring, dog, come on.
Well, and that's why you really got to be careful when you made up who the character of the person you're dealing with, because there are temptations and there are a lot of people like this around who have no care for anyone else, no respect for anyone else's relationship. They don't even care about the people they are seeing half the time. They're cheating on them, too. So it's like they don't care. Those are the
ergo,
people, you
the
don't
people
want
that don't
and those
care.
Those are the people that shouldn't be in relationships because they don't want to be loyal. Those are for loyal people.
There's no point in that.
That's stupid, dude.
Well,
it's like, what are you doing? Anyway, now we got more people on the phone.
We do
I'm
still love
up.
Us a man in uniform, though.
Well,
I mean, Amanda, let's be honest.
No, I'm jumping in the SUV and we'll ride at dawn, Allie.
All right.
Say
it doesn't
less.
Matter who. We're,
see you
I'm
tomorrow
down.
Morning before the show.
Pull up.
At dawn.
We're going to all the Targets, apparently.
All the Targets.
Somebody
I'm
said
in.
Allie didn't tell us which one because they know how much we care about you guys. I'm not telling you what
don't
Target I was
well,
at.
I got a Target connection. I'll have her.
Ooh, bye.
Internals.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
Love, dog. Y'all
somebody
are
said
wild.
You're better than me. I would have punched her. You guys, I'm not going to punch her because I am not crazy like that. I'm crazy, but not that crazy. Okay. But this woman, when she said to me that her friend loved DZ and she didn't care if he was married, I about snapped in the middle of Target.
Now hold on though. Was she not trying to ruin the marriage? And was she trying to add? Was she trying to like bring something to the table
DZ,
for me and Aaron?
You're not doing a thruple. Knock it off and go to the
phone.
Oh,
phones. You don't know what me and Aaron have
go
talked
to
about.
Brenda.
How
go
much
to
money
Brenda.
Does she have in the bank?
Goodbye. Go to Brenda.
Me and my wife need to put these kids through college.
Brenda, are you calling to be the third for Aaron and DZ?
What's in your bank account?
Oh, no.
Are you calling to ride at dawn with me and Amanda? Which side are you on here?
This is a sore subject for me because
fair.
Let me
I
be
married
serious.
I married my high school sweetheart, and we were married for 15 years before we divorced.
Okay.
And when I tell you how many women were like, oh my God, your ex-husband is so fine, he's so cute.
And you're like, if only you knew, girl.
Exactly. I don't even find him attractive. I'm like, ew. Like, maybe I did before, but I don't now. And I'm like, to this day, it's been a very long time that we're broken up. And if I meet somebody new and they're like, oh, who are you married to? And, you know, small walkie, they will be like, ooh, he's fine. And
wait, so hold on. So it's a sore subject for you, Brenda, because you are been divorced from your high school sweetheart, but that you were with for a long time. But people will come up and trigger you the
still.
Other way and say, oh, he's so fine, which is a trigger because, yeah, you're going through the heartbreak or you're past it. Or you like you said, you don't even think he's hot anymore. You're just going, what the hell?
Gee, can I say something?
And
while
I'm
we got Brenda
like,
on the phone,
I'm sorry,
too.
Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking this, and Allie, Brenda, please correct me if I'm wrong.
Up?
I do not feel that men are sometimes as bold as women are when it comes to the I don't care mentality of a relationship and the sanctity of. A guy will see a wedding ring and be like, oh, oops, excuse me, my bad.
You think so?
I feel like in a lot of senses, women don't care the same way and go, I don't care that he got a wedding ring on. Nah, nah, nah.
Well, I care.
I mean, you care. Brenda cares. But I feel like Brenda just said,
you, feel
you
like
don't
women
know how
are more
many
times. Sometimes with
a,
this.
Yes, in a lot of senses. Am I wrong, bro? I feel
I
like
know.
More people
I
have
don't
said.
Cheat. I don't know.
Fair.
The real question is to ask
fair.
The cheaters. Like, I'm not even being funny. Like, we need
who's
to get
about
the cheaters.
To call up?
Nobody, but the cheaters are the ones we need to ask. Like, why do you not care when someone's got a ring on? Why do you not care that you have a ring on? Well, I would love to go deep with somebody who would be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
People can tell you why they cheated previously, but is anyone going to tell you right now?
Right.
Probably not.
Man.
But if you want to, 414-533-1037. Okay. Brenda, I'm sorry that this triggered you. Have a great day, okay?
No, I'm okay. I'll be fine.
Aww. We appreciate you. Appreciate you. Love you back. Appreciate your openness. That was great.
Yeah. Last but not least, we'll pull up Ryan in Calabama. Maybe end this in a funny way.
I mean, she started laughing with us. She did. She ain't a wet blanket.
Look, it is a trigger. It's a trigger for a lot of people. Somebody said DZ's wrong. Men do care. Or men don't care.
Okay. Then we're wrong.
It's because we don't do it. So we assume people are going to behave like us.
Correct.
And we have to remember people do not behave like us. That's why every time I got cheated on, I was in utter shock because I thought nobody would do that. That's disgusting. But they would because they don't do things like we would do them. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
No, correct. No,
they don't think like us. That's not offensive to them. They don't care. They don't respect themselves or anybody they're with.
That part. We're assuming people are going to approach things the way we approach things. That's not the way. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's why I asked the question. I'm not saying I need to be right. I'm saying this is the way I feel about it. If I'm wrong, tell me that.
Dude, Ryan from Callum, hung up. Forget him. Anyway, hi, Nick.
Just played his phone song for no reason.
It's John and Mequon.
Hey, Nick.
Stop it. Hi, John.
How's it going?
Hi, John. So yesterday,
cool John.
I needed to apologize. I need to apologize to you. Yesterday, I called you Nick 5 times during Am I the Jerk, even though your name is John.
And you're so nice. You didn't even say nothing, Nick.
I'm so sorry.
Hey, I was just surprised about her speechlessness.
That's what got her.
Did it again.
Listen, Nick, John, what got her was the fact that you threw her off with getting her all schmitten and confused. That's why she was like, oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe she can sit on the sideline. I'll just talk to DZ then.
Oh, is that a challenge, John? You know, I love a good challenge. Let's go out.
She said, what are you doing this weekend, Nick? And I'm going to keep calling you Nick now.
Nick the whole time.
The whole time.
Oh, my gosh. John, I'm sorry I called you that.
Not
you
bad.
Listening to this, people are texting in now going, oh, you guys saying DZ's wrong. Men don't care either. My ex-wife cheated on me, and the men don't care, and she didn't care. It's on both parties. That's fair.
It's an equilateral type endeavor for sure to cheat. Yeah.
But, I mean, well, what? You're divorced now, John, which is why you asked me on a date. I mean, Nick.
What are your thoughts on this? Being a divorce and everything like that, when I was married, there was definitely a lot of women that actually hit on me. And it was because, of course, women can't judge all of them, but they always look for the security.
He's saying he got hit on more when he was in a relationship.
And that's what I was kind of
getting at.
Those
are the people you don't want, though.
You know, the people that you don't want. Right. But yeah, they're maybe looking for a man that already is in a relationship because they're proven to be able to stay in one.
That's what makes them attractive.
Yeah. Being supportive, everything. They've got their stuff together.
People in relationships, tons of them don't have their stuff together. They're all messed up. Why are we making that assumption?
That's not the facade that people give off, though.
That's why one in two get divorced. We're all screwed up.
Yeah, it's 50%.
Please.
But that's not the way people think. You know that, Allie.
Yeah, you're right.
It's definitely when I've approached women, whether they're wearing a ring or not, you know, just to be nice and kind and friendly. Mm-hmm. Randomly, there's just some women that are just give you the cold shoulder. And then there's also those ones that, of course, you know, they just say, I'm lesbian. And it's like, wow, okay. I wasn't asking you on a date. I'm just being nice. You know, it's like they put off that whole thing that it's like.
John, this human interaction gets bypassed because they automatically think that you, as a male coming up to them, are hitting on them to try to get with them. That might not be the case. Mm-hmm. So, it may be
so
a turnoff.
Men compared to women. My ex-wife and I, we actually had an argument one night at least a decade ago, but it was literally with my daughter because she was starting a relationship with her boyfriend, and we told her, hey, he's gonna move on one day. And then turned around we got in a huge argument about the fact that, of course, who gets hit on more, women or men? And just for our joke, we actually both put up a site and everything, and she actually got freaking like 100 and some hits.
Of course.
In just one day.
She's a woman on the internet. Come on.
Zero.
Well, you're not proving a good case to want to go out with you, John.
I was just going to say, you could have at least said 10. You could have said
10.
You could have said 10, my guy. They're coming out. Now we're wondering if you're ugly.
Look, let's leave it at jokes.
It's a straight-up fact because it's no different than if I was to go to a bar, be single. How many women are going to hit on me compared to Allie going to a bar and men hitting on her?
Yeah. That's the societal tradition of women normally don't initiate, men initiate, and it's not just in the bedroom. It's also in just normal contact, interaction, and conversation. Especially when we're talking about relationships, men are prone and prime named to talk first.
No way. Some woman texted. Yeah. We'll leave it with this. She's texting in and said, Katie in Oak Creek said, I have such a story. OMG. A few years ago, my son was enrolled in karate. His karate teacher messaged me to have me join an adult class. So I did. While he basically started hitting on her. She's married. He got her to join the adult class and kept trying to hit on her. Mm. She said, I immediately pulled my son out. My husband was furious and I dropped the class. What?
Oh, yeah. I would have been taking my wife's slot in the class.
Oh, it would.
You want to see my black belt?
Yes. My son got a detention.
Huh?
My son, my 14-year-old, is serving his first detention today. Unbelievable.
Good for him.
He comes from a long line of people that serve detentions like me, and I'm proud. No, I'm kidding. I'm not proud.
No.
I'll tell you everything tomorrow, but my son is, I have to pick him up from detention today. It's harmless. He's not a bad kid. But I was like, you got a detention,
but
Owen?
He got a detention.
Come on.
Hey.
So now my whole life is thrown upside down because I got to pick him up an hour late from school because he has to serve a detention.
Got a disciplinary action.
Unbelievable. I can't believe I'm in this phase of life. Anyway,
Mr. Rebel.
Like I said, I'll tell you about the detention tomorrow or something on the show.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you, DZ, get this. How do you feel? Because now it's the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Fine, you want to do your stupid Mariah Carey song, do it all you want. I secretly love that song too. It's
Can't
fine.
Be mad.
I love it. Or if you want to talk about Thanksgiving or Christmas, I'll receive it. Christmas trees are not triggering me because it's November now. We can now see them in stores.
Everywhere.
It's fine.
Everywhere.
We receive it. Mm-hmm. But they're coming out with, ready for this?
What?
Scented wrapping paper, but guess who is
what?
Dropping it? Guess who's dropping scented wrapping paper? And everyone knows this smell.
Scented wrapping paper.
Everyone knows this smell, and it's the best smell at the mall ever. You're walking through Mayfair, you're near the food court. Oh my God, it's right on the corner.
Say it.
Cinnabon, baby!
Cinnabon scented wrapping paper?
You know what Cinnabon smells like.
I could smell it. Thinking, the second you said at the corner at Mayfair, I knew where you were.
Yummy!
Because it wasn't Auntie Anne's pretzels, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, Auntie Anne's would have been a
That would have sufficed. That would have sufficed.
So yeah, so they're dropping Cinnabon scented wrapping paper for the holidays, and I thought, do we need scented wrapping paper? Is that really necessary?
Hey, slow your roll.
I'd rather just have the wrapping Cinnabon.
Paper. Slow your roll of wrapping paper. wrapping paper because that is genius.
I haven't had a Cinnabon, obviously. I've lost 150 pounds for 7 years now. I haven't had a Cinnabon in 7 years. If I'm on my deathbed, bring me one, please, God.
A case.
This is my will guess.
This is your request?
If anything happens and I'm dying, bring me a Cinnabon, okay?
This is Allie's Twilight request. Bring,
please, God.
If she's ever on death row.
Warm. Yes, that too, which is possible.
Cinnabons.
Warm.
Fresh. extra sauce for sure. Extra sauce.
Extra icing.
Extra.
Now we're talking.
G?
No, seriously. What do you think about Cinnabon wrapping paper? Do we need this, DZ? Come on. This is a little extra. And I love Cinnabon. I'm being funny, but this is extra.
This is
extra. Is it even going to smell good by Christmas?
I don't know, but I'm willing to find out. This is the extra that I'm here for. You know what I'm saying? Because here's the thing. You don't know this about me, but I grew up as a kid that loved the scented markers, right?
I was the child
that loved the scratch and sniff.
I feel like we all did, though.
I remember when Burger King, at one point, they dropped the Rugrats movie, and they had these watches that were scratch and sniff watches.
They were, and you remember.
I remember because I held on to that scratch and sniff watch for years. Mm. I have an olfactory trigger where my sight, my nose, my taste, my hearing, all that is hypersensitive depending
to
on
smells.
What's triggered. Smells are one of the things that I absolutely love. So I would be more than welcoming
You're
of some
into
Cinnabon,
the Cinnabon
flavored
scented wrapping paper.
Gee, there was a bubblegum scented bubbles like
what do you mean? Oh yeah,
the bubbles that you blow from the little straw bubbles. There was bubblegum scented bubbles, and I tried to eat them when I was a kid because it smelled so good.
Dude.
I'm down for the scented anything.
Well, then I'm gonna go to Mayfair today and see if they have it or not, because when I look online, all I see when I put the Cinnabon scented wrapping paper, it comes up cinnamon scented Mary wrapping paper. Like, it's cinnamon. They're giving me this. People do cinnamon.
I
Even
need
Hallmark
specific
has it.
Cinnabon. Oh wait, scented wrapping paper's already a thing?
It says I can pick it up at Hallmark right now. Cinnamon scented Merry Christmas wrapping paper. I could just throw, DZ, we're cheap. Throw the damn cinnamon on the wrapping paper.
You know what
It'll
saying?
Smell. You don't need to go buy cinnamon
if you don't
scented
spray,
wrapping paper.
If you don't spray
paper.
Some Cinnabon potpourri
but
on regular wrapping paper.
I was trying to figure out where I could buy it because it says it is officially out. You can get 2 packs of this Cinnabon scented wrapping paper for $8.99. So I was like, well, let me go look.
Probably at
and
Cinnabon
I
locations.
I bet I have to go to I'll go to Mayfair and see if they have it today. And you better not go steal it, people, before me, because I need it and I need to see if it really smells like Cinnabon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll discuss ourselves maybe tomorrow or another day on the show. I need to know.
I'm a little surprised I'd never heard of scented wrapping paper before.
I hadn't either.
Ever.
I don't know. If you guys are into this, okay, fine. Somebody said DZ unlocking memories with the Burger King watch.
You remember the watch? Yeah, buddy.
Oh, wait. Somebody said, until right now, I thought it was Cinnabon. It is. Well, it is, but it's Cinnabon.
No, Cinnabon.
Cinnabon.
Not Cine.
Oh, we're teaching them. They thought it was called
Cinnabon.
Like bun at the end. It's Cinnabon at the end. B-O-N. Oh. It's not a bun at the end. Cinnabon is not B-U-N at the end. It's B-O-N.
I was misunderstanding that. I thought they were putting C-I-N-I, not Cinna.
They are putting an I, but they're also putting bun at the end. They think Cinnabon is called Cinnabon.
Bun. No,
it's
no,
called
no.
Bon.
Cinnabon.
Yeah.
B-O-N.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, whoever said all this scented stuff is the scented, like the scented body and lotion stuff Jessica Simpson came out with in the early 2000s. Everybody's got a scent now.
I support it, though.
Everybody's
I
got a scent.
It.
All right, well, I'm going to get the wrapping paper, and we're going to find out for ourselves. I'm coming for you, Cinnabon. Don't tease me. DZ, I'm having trouble sitting by doing nothing, and I think it's time for us to step up again. I know we just had a bike drive, but I think it's time to give back again because we're struggling in Milwaukee right now. 103.7 KISS FM, Milwaukee's number one hit music station. Okay, we're going there. We're going there.
We're going there?
We're going there.
Milwaukee's always struggling.
Milwaukee has officially started a citywide food drive through Feeding America because, DZ, I know that a lot of people, the SNAP benefits are running out, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the benefits people get when they can't afford to buy food. And
food stamps, if you will.
You think it doesn't affect you? One in eight people use SNAP. So that means we all have coworkers who use them and we don't know they use them.
Mm-hmm.
We all know people who use them. And just because they don't talk about it doesn't mean they're not on it. My cousin, perfect example. people. Mm-hmm. You would never look at her. These assumptions people make about who uses food pantries and who can't afford to feed their kids. My cousin, I'll never forget, she was 35, full-time job, went back to school, still couldn't afford to live. She was on SNAP. She was like, you know, she's like, I work full-time, but I don't have enough money
there's
to
not enough.
Eat.
Yeah. You think know? Working 40 hours going to pay. It's not always enough.
So,
yeah, we were on WIC when I was a kid. Women, infants, and children.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, we did SNAP. We did food stamps when we were in college. So we're not unfamiliar. And I've grown up going to food pantries out of need for my own family. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah.
So speak on it.
I'm quite familiar. You know, I'm quite familiar about food insecurity.
Well,
yes.
It's getting really bad now with these people losing all their benefits because the government is shut down. Mm-hmm. And until the government comes back, they're not going to be getting these. So they're doing things throughout the city to pulling a little funding here. But they have decided Feeding America is going to do a food drive. They put these emergency food drive bins all across the city. You can bring your non-perishable food items.
Nice.
But in 2 weeks, is it 2 or 3 weeks, we're going to be out for Stuff the Bus at a Metro Market in Brookfield.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking the Brookfield location from 3 to 6 that day, and we're going to be out there collecting food as well, trying to stuff an entire
bus.
Anyway, so thank you to the Milwaukee County Transit System for donating those buses, and thank you to Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin for helping us out. So we're going to be out there on Friday, November 21st, the week before. Is that the week before Thanksgiving?
Correct.
And we're going to be collecting food. So, you know, in the meantime, Feeding America and everybody else stepping up, because 1 in 8 people are losing their no food benefits. You guys, these are people that have kids. These are people that are elderly,
and
this is like not okay. And these are just everyday people who need to eat. Period.
I'll be honest; it's 1 in 8 is the people that have reported it, because it's such an embarrassing thing that there's people going through food disparity.
It's shameful and it sucks. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, I'm just saying, like, if people are going through food disparity, that you never know it because they never share it
because they
don't want you to know. So they'd rather go hungry, they'd rather starve, and they'd rather put themselves at a point to be unhealthy for the wrong reasons rather than asking for the help that they need. So,
and it's not necessary. Because we see how much food we throw out every day.
Every day.
It's ridiculous.
I do it myself personally, right? Like, we've evolved, and now, we don't need SNAP, we don't have food stamps, and we aren't going to food pantries.
No.
But no, us as wasteful, normal beings still do this day to day to day, regardless of how much we understand that the system needs it. You yourself go through it.
Mm-hmm. So shout out to everybody who's stepping up to help our community right now, because we got to collect this food and do this food drive across Milwaukee until these benefits come back for a lot of these people. People who, like DZ said, are not going to tell you they're not eating. These kids that go to school and eat once a day, there's a lot of them who don't have food at home and they only eat at school. Teachers know about it. Families know about it. You know, thank God some of these kids are going to school.
Seriously.
Because some of these kids that were eating at home, it's going to stop. And
if it hasn't already.
I'm going to get upset, dude. I'm going to get upset. So we got to do something until the SNAP benefits are back and the government decides to come back, because this is a hot mess. So we'll see you at Stuff the Bus on Friday, November 21st. We'll be out there at Metro Market in Brookfield at Pick and Save. Thank you.
Keep clacking
and
it and keep marketing.
In the meantime, you can go donate all your non-perishables to Feeding Across America. Look for their locations. Go straight there. Whatever you got to do, give back. I'm gonna go through my pantry today. I am. I haven't done it in a while, and I should. Today's a perfect day to go through and go, what is all this stuff in here that we don't use? Like, that's a waste. I'm going to take it and put it in one of the bins.
Things that aren't a waste and that won't go to waste, that shouldn't go to waste, that we might not be using and might realize we're not going to use
that, can go to other people
and will be used.
Well, and the sad part is, they said at these places where a lot of these families go to get their food, that a lot of people, they're saying, are coming in and asking, well, can I come back again this week? Like the families with kids, and they're like,
well.
So they said that's the biggest question they're getting. Well, can we come back a second time this week if we don't have food? You know,
heartbreaking. And that's it. Sometimes there are restrictions, bro. And the part of it is because they have to also think of the food bank that they have to make sure it transfers over to the length and the number of people that they need to feed. Mm-hmm. They can't keep giving people food and box after box after box unless we keep getting donation after donation after donation. Mm-hmm. Those resources will also dwindle under the shutdown if we're just going to keep it
100%, a buck. 100%. So try your best. Give back. They have donation sites at the City Hall in Milwaukee, the County Courthouse. They've got them at Fiserv Forum. All, ready for this? All MPS schools have one.
Great.
Every police district
have one.
Milwaukee. Every public library in Milwaukee. Like, these are the things, the places you can go if you're looking to donate. So,
this is great.
Yeah. So, all right. And we'll see you at Stuff the Bus on the 21st.
Woo. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.